and we don't smoke even. We don't spend a paise even for sense gratification.
They squander billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
And spend money for cigarette, for cinema, for restaurant, unnecessary. We don't spend a farthing even for all this purpose. Simply we take little rice, chapati, that's all. Still you are culprit.
And even the papers report that we spend very lavishly for the deities, but for ourselves we only eat very
simply. So it is not credit. We spend for God. We are servant of God. We want to see God gorgeously situated. And for us we have no comforts. We don't care for any comfort. We simply spend minimum just to keep the body and soul together. That's all. This is our principle. We don't spend a farthing for our sense gratification. This should be noted down. If some case is there, this should be present. We don't go to restaurant, we don't go to cinema, we don't spend lavishly for dress or something else, no. Neither for furniture. If you sit down in a pad, is that faulty?
Except when they go to anywhere, temples are amazing because
there's no one. We sit down, don't use any chair, any couches, unnecessarily, carpet. What expenditure? We have no expenditure for personal self. And it's still your fault. What can be done?
We
don't purchase any cosmetic. This clay tilak is sufficient. We don't apply any pomade or cosmetic or ointment, either for our girls or ourselves. We don't. We live very simply. After 15 days we say there is no use of cutting or decorating. Note down all these things. We have no doctor's bill in.
It's because
at least I say doctor's bill. I'm always sick. I never go to the doctor. Give me little neem, give me little this, that's all. Less expenditure we can make. As far as possible, do not go even to the doctor.
Well, it's because of these things that they're wondering, well, then what do we do with the money?
We spend for Krishna. We're spending 8 lakhs of rupees in Bombay for Krishna.
Yeah, every month.
Every month.
We just have to show them how many books we're printing and everything It's not that we're letting the money sit and accumulating.
No. I'm daily canvassing Gopal Krishna. Print book. I don't want to keep money in the bank. Convert into the books and keep it in our manner. I'm asking.
Yeah.
Whatever little money I've got, I don't want to keep in the bank. I want to convert it into purchase paper, print book. That these rascals will never be able to take anything from us.
No.
Then I'm asking every time. Ask Gopal to print books and keep it nicely. Otherwise, somebody may steal and sell in the market. The books should be printed and kept very safely. This is our program. And we are speaking from the Vedic literature, who don't manufacture any magic, any jugglery, any mystic power. We have no mystic power. So which point they will find fault? I don't think we have got any loophole.
We just think we have to present our whole program.
Our only business is how to establish Krishna, the Supreme Personality. That is only business. Our quarrel with our man, why this temple is unclean, why there is no flower in the deity room, this is our fight. We have no other cause of fight. And why should he show magic? But these inquiries are going on, it is good. These rascals will be exposed.
But people are so confused because they don't know what's bona fide and what's not.
Neither they want. They are becoming skeptic.
Yeah.
Nobody is bona fide, that's all. This is their conclusion. Because they have confronted with some non bona fide, they have concluded that everyone is non bona fide.
It's very easy to just to try to brush it all under the carpet and forget about it.
Chorir upor rag kore bhumiye bhat khawa. A man's household utensils was taken by the thief. He promised, "I shall not purchase any more utensils. I shall eat on the floor." Because the thief has stolen my plates, I'm not going to purchase anymore. I shall eat on the floor. Chorirupa rag kore bhumiye bhat khawa.
You give the example that just because someone may be passing counterfeit money, that doesn't mean to say that all the money you get.
They conclude that no more take any money. All counterfeit. At least in India, Bhagavad Gita is accepted the God science literature all over the world. Every country. So why they do not take the Bhagavad Gita as a standard?
Eventually they will. If we push it on. Thank you.
My mother was very much fond of pickles. After resting in the afternoon, she would take something very sour, pickle. We used to take with her also. We are small children. My mother died when I was only 14 years old. All right, me. Just in front of our house, attached to our house. That means the house belongs to one of our relatives, and his, her son, stepson, she sold the whole house to a Marwari without the knowledge of this man. She was a relation, grandmother. So when the house was sold in those days, about 100 years ago, not 100 years, about 90 years, in Mahatma Gandhi Road, most important, that Mallik's house you have seen, that was one of the Mallik's house. For 12,000 years. One big of land and grand building. So it was unknown to the stepmother, the stepson sold it. Then he appealed to the High Court that I belong to a respectable family and this my spoiled stepson has sold the house without my knowledge, then where shall I go? The High Court considered that the drunkard son has sold at a cheap price and she belongs to a respectable family, where shall she go? And the High Court order was the half of the house shall be used by this lady during her lifetime. You cannot take possession. The Marwari who purchased. So under that grandmother, we used to live. Therefore, this half portion of the house was a Marwari school. So it is just like our temple and this. So my father first admitted me in that Marwari school. So I learned this Devanagari there. For a few days I was going. I was the only Bengali student there. because I was little, my father thought that instead of going outside the house, within the house there is a school. So I'm getting admitted. Then school name was Vishuddhanand Marwari Vidyala, or something like that. And later on, they constructed a huge building, Vishuddhanand Vidyala, and then the house was vacated. So, at the beginning, I was admitted in a Marwari school. I learned little Hindi there. That's all.
And first then, told me in the Abhyanga, the beginning.
Well, that was little chance of understanding Hindi. And I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. Then somebody met at Saharanpur. That was, of course, not in the school. Then in our college, there are many upcountry class friends, Scottish Chartist College. One of them was that Dinanath, he came here. Dinanath Jayathana is a good entire Okil.
Parsa.
He was pleader in the police court, MABL. Now, I repeatedly told him that you stay here with your wife and write Hindi.
He didn't stay.
He stayed for 1 week at 15. रात में ज्यादा खांसी होती
है रात में नहीं उठती साहब सोते में बिल्कुल नहीं उठती
HARYNX cavity with enclosing muscles and mucous membrane behind and communicating with nose, mouth and larynx.
This side, this space, some connection, when it is affected, that is called pharyngeal. I know some of the medical terms.
What is the medicine called?
No, this disease is called pharyngitis.
Yes.
Kitna disease ho sakta hai?
Yeah.
Shariram Vyadhi Mandiram, it is the temple of disease. The temple of disease, temple of miseries. Not only disease, and so many other things. The matrasparsasa kauntiya sitasna sukadukkara. Simply giving trouble. Sariramanda. Asannapi kleshadaya, deha. Deha means kleshada. Kleshada, troublesome. They do not know this side. They do not know how to get out of this body. There is no science. This is the only science, Krishna God. They do not know the science, they do not know what is the real position, how troubles come, how we are suffering, nothing of this sort. And our Krishna consciousness movement is simply dealing with this, how to get out of this entanglement of the body. That is the only problem. And the materialistic person, they do not think it is a problem. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani kalsani. We are dealing with the real problems, and others, they do not know what is the problem, so what to speak of dealing with them. Completely in ignorance. How the body is changing, why there are different forms of life, where from they are coming. They do not deal with these things.
Everybody thinks that bodies are enjoying this. They think it's a source of pleasure.
That enjoyment that God's children. They also thought it is enjoyment. Babies are thinking, enjoying. And others, little polished way, they are also the same. In a polished way. By dressing nicely. Everyone is in ignorance. Tibhi gunavai bhavai. Find out this verse.
Devi sarvam jagat. Tibhi gunavai bhavai. Devi sarvam jagat.
Nāvi jānāti māvi bhamparamabhyam.
This is from the seventh chapter.
Devichesagunavahi mama mayadharma.
See, it's the 7th, 15th or 14th.
Goswamis, it is said, Nidrahara Viharagadi Vidito. Sleeping and eating and sense enjoyment conquered. So, no sleeping, no eating, and no sense enjoyment, there is perfect. Nidrahara viharakadi vidito chattanta udinavati.
Tribhi gunamayir bhavai evi sarvam idam jagat moitam na vijanati mame vyaparam abhyayam. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible.
Here is disease, material disease. They are being carried away by the three modes of material nature. It is explained further that purusha prakriti sa bhumti
bhumti
jana guna karanam guna sangasya
karanam guna sangasya sangasya ushabdhya karanam guna sangasya
sadasa janma jani purusha prakriti sopi. This is a big part about this. Navijana.
About one page. Dhruvi Gunamayi Bhava.
Read it.
The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the supreme law of Krishna. In this material world, everyone is under the influence of these three gunas and is thus bewildered. By nature, living entities have particular types of body and particular types of psychic and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three modes of material nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmanas. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called vaishyas. And those who are completely in ignorance are called shudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, still, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in the light of this bodily conception of life. And thus we think that we are American, Indian, Russian or brahmana, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that men, deluded by these three modes of nature, do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc. And each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature. And all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the absolute truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord in his personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
Is it explanation of that? I don't think in any other edition such explanation. Dr. Radha Krishna, Gala Krishna. Especially the communist country, complete in ignorance. Bhairatvada, they are thinking that by external adjustment, by following the Marx theory, or Lenin theory, and killing the capitalists, inventing some bogus ways of happiness, You had been in Moscow?
Several times.
I think they are poor. Is it not?
Very poor.
This is
the country. Very poor. Moscow. In that city,
Russia?
Yeah. One has to wait for years in order to get an apartment.
The same place?
In that city, if one wants to get an apartment, he has to wait for years.
I said?
Yes. Anatole was telling me, that boy, Ananda Shanti. His whole family was living in that, well, you did not see his room. His room was very small, maybe two times the size of your kitchen. And the whole family was living in that, mother, grandmother, father, him. And when Mandakini went there, she was also living there. Very small.
Pigeonhole.
Pigeonhole, really a pigeonhole.
So why this is?
Only one room. Because there's no, economically, they're not making progress. The situation is very bad. And all the buildings, if you notice, they were very old.
Yes, I'm a little tall.
They were built in the time of Stalin.
Not Stalin. That is during the Tsar.
Sorry.
They could not build anything.
That university is very old. University and all the big buildings, very old. And like you said, there's no taxi.
Yes.
No food. The women are working like
sweeper,
all fat.
Why is that fat?
Just eating potatoes and
meat.
Meat, pork meat, pig's meat.
Very miserable condition. And advertising, communists are so rich, so happy.
And all their literature concerns itself with struggling against capitalists, struggling to.
And mass of people, they're very morose, unhappy.
Yes, they're
in the street we see, then there's no happiness in their face.
Silent.
Means terrorism. If they do anything against, then finish.
All these communist countries are like that. I was in many of these countries. People are all depressed.
There is no taxi. You cannot get taxi and call. And the taxi driver, they want something more.
Yes, they.
Very bad country. The communist country.
I was asking this boy that was here a few days ago from South India, from Kerala. He was in Russia. I asked him, what did you eat there? How did you stay for 1 year?
He must be eating meat.
No, he said, I was able to get frozen vegetables from the south of Russia. They freeze it and then they sell it. He said, but it's very expensive, very costly. He was getting frozen.
That is also nasty. Frozen means nasty. I never take frozen. In the beginning, I thought it is very nice. We can get fresh vegetable, but they are not at all fresh. All rotten. Rather the same vegetable as we have got in India practice, we dry it and keep it.
Yeah.
And that is tasteful.
Yeah.
In season time, suppose this season, there is huge quantity of vegetables. So here the system is, they cut into pieces during season and dry it in the sun and keep it. And during out of season, it is soaked in water, it revives the old taste. Mm-hmm. Then you can cook. Yeah, Anna?
Taste though, it is different. The fresh vegetable, the taste is very good.
Fresh it must be, but still there is some taste. Mm-hmm. But this frozen, it has no taste.
No.
Sometimes gobi, uska taste hota tha. Even they have Indians, those are fish eaters. They keep this dry fish.
Yeah, dry fish.
They fresh fish, they smear with turmeric and salt and keep it in the sunshine and they dry it. Of course, the fish eaters know what is the taste. But they keep it. Give me a little butter. কদর্য ভক্ষণ করে নানাজনী ভ্রমণ করে তার জন্ম জপদে এক জায়গা যে মিলা হয় হায়দ্রাবাদ মে থা অর্গানাইজ কিয়া যায় আদমি কো ফ্রেশ ভেজিটেবল খানে কাজ চিজ মিলে और मजे से भगवान का प्रसाद पाए और भगवान कीर्तन करें यही हम चाहते हैं उनको बाहर के जाने का कोई जरूरत नहीं दिस आई वांट टू इंट्रोड्यूस लेट देम बी सेटिस्फाइड व्हाट एवर दे कैन प्रोड्यूस देमसेल्व्स लोकली व्हाट इज दैट लिटिल क्लॉथ लिटिल फूड एनी मन कैन प्रोड्यूस दिस थिंग्स देयर इज नो डिफिकल्टी एट ऑल They must agree to this simple life. Otherwise, anywhere you can produce your own food and cloth and a cottage. If possible, you can construct big buildings. There's no need. And they should be satisfied, happy with Krishna. Then life is successful. This I want to introduce now. Anyway, and it is practical. It is not something bogus. It is. We have already experimented by God's grace. We can produce everything from the lands. Sarvokamo duha mohi. You can get everything. If they are satisfied with this simple life, there is this safe time for Krishna consciousness and happy life. In India, they don't require even cottage. One khatiya is sufficient. Keep in one place and lie down. 8 months, at least 6 months, it is very nice. At night, even at daytime it is very hot. Night it is cool. You have got very good sleep, soothing, then you become refreshed in the morning. If you have got good sleep at night, then you become refreshed. Your health is again. Evacuate, take morning snan, and chapati. During very hot season, they don't take even chapati. They take some fruits. guava and these, what is called them? Kharmuz ko kya bolta hai?
Melon.
Melon, yes. During hot season, you get watermelon, this other melon.
Honeydew
melon. Very nice. In this upcountry, still, in the village, during daytime they don't eat. And during daytime they take some fruits. And at night when it is cool, they cool, refreshing air, they make some chapati. One time. Is it not?
Both together.
Rat ne karte in that night. Because daytime it is so hard, it is embarrassing to cook and to digest also. Better take food, fruit, this melon, and at night take three or four chapatis according to that, and good sleep. Very happy life it was, all over India. There is no question of poverty. People did not know what is poverty. And now it is poverty. They do not get even sufficient food.
Industrialization.
Ugrakarma. I don't like industrialism.